referendum on the president.
Go out and vote Republican.
In the 2018 midterm election.
It starts with you. Let's go vote.
Results could hinge on turnout.
All voting is important, but this was super important.
Amazon goes for two.
A split decision on a second headquarters.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan.
The line's over here.
Voters are casting ballots this morning in New York City. Americans from coast to coast are having their say on this midterm election day. This California woman knows what the political pros know. Voter turnout is key.
I hope there's a big turnout. I've actually gotten 7 people to register to vote.
Control of Congress and a verdict on Donald Trump's presidency are at stake. Mr. Trump used final day rallies in 3 states to try to stoke Republican enthusiasm. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Major Garrett on the stump with the president.
We have to elect a Republican Congress. We have to do it.
In 3 rallies on election eve,
I did a lot of stops. I saw a lot of people.
Mr. Trump took credit for record turnout.
You know, the midterm elections used to be like boring, didn't they? Now it's like the hottest thing.
The president has repeatedly put himself on the ballot.
And a vote for Steve is a vote for me.
Pretend I'm on the ballot. I'm not on the ballot, but in a certain way, I'm on the ballot.
Yesterday, he turned up the volume.
Who is going to vote on Tuesday?
Okay. To turn out the base.
Democrats are inviting caravan after caravan.
As both sides took their last shot,
the character of this country is on the ballot.
A polarized electorate heads to the polls.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Conventional wisdom holds that while Democrats could take control of the House, Republicans are likely to gain ground in the Senate. That's because a number of Senate Democratic incumbents up for re-election today hail from red states that President Trump won 2 years ago. Nationwide, Democrats are defending 26 seats, Republicans, 9 seats. There is a path for Democrats to win Senate control, but it's extremely narrow. They'd essentially have to win everywhere they're vulnerable and beat the GOP contenders in Nevada and Arizona as well.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Democrat Beto O'Rourke is finishing his Senate campaign in Texas the way he started, with a flurry of statewide events, holding rallies yesterday in Houston, Dallas, and El Paso. He's asking voters
to change the government, to make sure that it reflects our values, our aspirations, our ambitions.
Republican incumbent Ted Cruz campaigned near Houston, focused on the strong economy and need for immigration reform.
When it comes to immigration, what do Texans want? We want to build the wall.
He's throwing what he hopes will be a victory party at the Hilton Houston tonight.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The snapshot of 2 key Florida races is increasingly negative. Democrat Bill Nelson is defending his Senate seat against the Republican governor.
How did Rick Scott get rich? Answer, ripping off Medicare.
Well, Scott's ads say Nelson's been around too long.
Poor man seems more and more confused.
Democrat Andrew Gillum hopes to become Florida's first black governor. He calls the Republican
so desperate to be like Trump.
While Ron DeSantis calls Gillum corrupt.
Sweetheart deals with developers scrutinized.
This is Steve Futterman. One of the most closely watched Senate races is in Missouri. The incumbent, Claire McCaskill, is trying to win a third term, but she is facing perhaps the fight of her political life in her battle against 38-year-old Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. He repeatedly compares her to Hillary Clinton.
Senator McCaskill has spent a lifetime in politics just like Hillary.
President Trump has campaigned hard for Hawley. McCaskill says in the end, that could help her campaign.
There are a lot of President Trump's supporters that President Trump can motivate. But him being here motivates folks that want to vote for me.
In the battle for control of the House, some of the most hotly contested races are in California. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans is in Santa Ana.
CBS News is following 7 races in the state where Republican seats might flip to Democrats, and 4 of them are here in Orange County, the birthplace of Richard Nixon. This has long been considered a Republican stronghold in a largely Democratic state, but that is changing. All 4 districts being contested today voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and are populated by a rapidly growing Latino and Asian immigrant demographic. Each of the races is within the polling margin of error, including the highest profile battle between 30-year Republican incumbent Dana Rohrabacher, a staunch ally of President Trump, and Democratic businessman Harley Ruda, who has never held an elected office in his life.
I'm Gary Nahn.
Of the 36 governor's races, 18 are seen as competitive, among them Wisconsin, where two-term Republican Scott Walker's in a dead heat with Democrat Tony Evers. With 33 of the 50 governors Republican, Democrats have a chance in several of them, including traditional GOP states like Oklahoma and Kansas. Races in Ohio, Illinois, and Nevada also being closely watched. One of the most high-profile and hotly contested is in Georgia. CBS's Jim Krasulas in Atlanta.
The Georgia gubernatorial hopefuls have focused on immigration. Republican Brian Kemp.
We need to secure our borders. We need to reform the whole immigration system.
Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams.
We want everyone in Georgia to be safe and secure, and that means having common sense leadership in Georgia that does not scare our people.
There will be a December runoff if neither candidate wins a majority. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Atlanta.
And voters are going to have to deal with some stormy weather, rain and wind from the deep south into the northeast today. It seems Amazon is going with not one, but two locations for its second headquarters. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
The online retail giant isn't commenting on multiple reports that it's opting for two new headquarters, in part to make it easier to recruit enough qualified locals. Crystal City in suburban Washington and Queens, New York have been named, but the Wall Street Journal reports Dallas is also a possibility. The news may disconcert some candidate cities. They spent millions wooing Amazon with visions of those 50,000 new jobs. Each will now get half that number. Steve?
Well, the U.S. Olympic Committee is moving to decertify USA Gymnastics as the ruling body for the sport at the Olympic level in this country. The organization's faced criticism and upheaval over the response to the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. A teacher-student confrontation in Southern California has gone viral. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Students at Maywood Academy High in L.A. recorded the in-class fight on their cell phones. The footage shows their music teacher pounding a 14-year-old who harassed him, threw a basketball his way, and cursed the teacher with a racial slur after he was asked to leave the room for violating the dress code. 64-year-old Marston Riley was arrested for child abuse. Now, an online fundraiser created by a district employee has raised more than $65,000 for Mr. Riley. Arraignment is scheduled for November 13th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, just before dawn, the body of Brent Taylor returned to the U.S., coming back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The mayor of North Ogden, Utah, was serving in the Army National Guard when he was killed in Afghanistan. Taylor's wife says there is heartache, but no regret. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.